Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We invite you. We are so grateful for everything. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to the earth, dying for us, for interceding and praying for us now, and for doing infinitely more. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here and acknowledge that you are God. Man was born to fellowship with God. The only true God has revealed himself as the Father, the Son, his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. And man is created to know him, and man was born to fellowship with him. This is an unspeakable mystery, but we can say it, and we should proclaim it. Jesus revealed this in Revelation 3:20. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He who opens the door, I will come into him and sup, dine, eat a meal with him, and he with me." He presented an allegory there. And he's speaking about, well, really, if we really look at that, he's speaking about knowing, a person knowing him. Okay, and there's a deep revelation there and mystery there, but a reality also, because Jesus spoke about this in the Gospels. It's incredible that we have the Gospels. But it's so simple. Glory to God. I want to focus on... today is Monday, and I want to focus on some content from the Bible about that reveals how merciful and loving God is. Amen. I mean, to think that God Almighty, the only true God... Many people have a perception of him, right, in a certain... And then they have a different perception, view of Jesus Christ, when really they are one and the same. Jesus said, "My Father and I are one." Jesus Christ is God Almighty. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus Christ. What you want to know what the Holy Spirit's like? Look at Jesus Christ. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. But so beautiful, so wonderful and magnificent and powerful. He's God Almighty. He always wins. He's never lost. He is always has the victory. he's always merciful, loving, gracious, giving, long, slow to anger, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth. Yesterday I gave, presented two events from the Old Testament. People might present stories and events from the Old Testament to try to prove that somehow God is not, they come up with objections, don't they? I don't even want to say what they would what they present, but the bottom line is we should fear and honor and the only true God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And what a glorious opportunity. What a glorious gospel. To think that this our most holy faith, that man was born to fellowship with him. He offers fellowship. It's an unspeakable, inexpressible mystery that God would offer this. And I do want, well, and that's an example. It's maybe one of the greatest examples of God's nature. And again, in this message, I'm going to present some things about God's love and mercy. But how everything lines up with that, the fact he's given Jesus Christ to mankind in eternally in three ways. Number one, a man on the earth. God sent his son Jesus Christ to be a man on the earth who died for the world. That's all we need to know. Number two, he's given the Holy Spirit to God himself's available to every person on the earth all the time. Their whole life, as long as they have it sincerely, genuinely, are willing to walk with him. And then number three, he will give the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ himself, God himself, to every person, every saint who makes it to heaven eternally. He will give, it's just incredible. Okay. Practical thing. I just looked up. It's a somewhat well-known scripture, 1 Samuel 2:30. And I'll just read. I read. This is the New King James Version. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me. For those who honor me, this is God speaking. For those who honor me, I will honor. Those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Some translations, I mean, just the first part is just truly incredible. Those who honor me, I will honor. And remember, Jesus fulfilled this and said the same thing, really, in John 12:26. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. That's awesome. Okay. Some translations for that second part say, those who despise me will be insignificant. Those who despise me will be insignificant and contemptible. But most of the translations, the internet is incredible, and websites, this is BibleHub.com. Many, many different translations. Most of them say, they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Okay, let's skip to Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus spoke and said, and this is in Matthew 12:32. This is how merciful and loving the only true God is. And remember, Jesus Christ reveals the only true God. He is God Almighty. And verse 32 says, anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. That's how merciful God is. Someone can speak against Jesus Christ, and it will be forgiven him. Now, there is the next part of it, which is very serious. If anyone speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him. This is Jesus speaking. It will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. No believer needs to worry about that. Because I want to keep this message so positive, to think that in 1 Samuel we see God saying, those who honor me, I will honor. And then those who despise me will be lightly esteemed. You notice how I want to just let the Holy Spirit reveal this, but it's almost like God is being more merciful to that person who's despising him than, you know, he's not despising them back. He's just, that person will be lightly esteemed. They will be insignificant. Now again, let's come to today. This is very serious. And again, so many people present the objections. They just come up with every objection. And let's first say, it's not their objections, it's their self-will. Self-will is the ultimate sin. That's Reinhard Bonnke and many other great teachers and ministers have said that. And the ultimate sin is self-will. And so, but one of the big objections, what I'm about to say is, the bottom line is, if someone's name is in the book of life, if they know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if they never hear the gospel, they simply know God as their Lord and Savior, their name's in the book of life, they will go to heaven. Those who are not in the book of life, who don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, will end up in hell for eternity. Okay? The lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. It is harsh, okay? I understand that. But that's one of the biggest objections people have, is the whole objection about hell, about that, about suffering. They say, how can you say God is a God of love and mercy if that's the case, if this happens? And how can that be? Well, who are we to question God in any way? If someone's capsizing in a boat and a boat comes along to rescue them and they say no to the rescue boat, whose fault is that? Okay? I gave that analogy yesterday. A minister came up with that. I didn't think of that. It's quite brilliant. Someone can, here's another example of God's love. Anyone under the age of 5 or 6 who dies, they go directly to heaven. Okay? That's revealed. It's in the Bible, but it's also numerous people that have been to heaven say the exact same thing. But Reinhard Bonnke called it the unknown factor is the enemy, the devil, you know, that someone came to Reinhard Bonnke and said, you know, your gospel seems to be for weak characters. I'm brilliant at school. I'm great at what I do, on and on. I don't need Jesus Christ. And Reinhard told him, your arithmetic doesn't work out because you've forgotten the unknown factor, the devil. So there's this battle, okay, and but what a glorious gospel. What a glorious the revelation that Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Everything about him reveals the only true God, reveals his Father. Just so awesome. And you know, it all all truth is parallel. You know, from the very first person all the way until the millennium and to heaven, God's love is revealed. His mercy, his just in these scriptures I just gave. Isn't it amazing that something in 1 Samuel, God, that we have recorded, that God said, I don't know how many years, centuries before Jesus Christ came. And then Jesus fulfilled this, said virtually almost the same things, and said, if someone speaks against Jesus, me, it will be forgiven him. We see the seriousness of this. As I mentioned, and I want to at least just mention this. I mentioned this about a week, maybe a week ago, last week. I'll just try to summarize it in as short a time as possible. I follow different entertainers just a little bit here and there, and three of them did things that were negative and disparaging, specifically towards two of them towards Jesus Christ, one about negative about God and Christianity. Okay, it's just a dangerous thing to do, and but yet God forgives them. He's constantly, Jesus is knocking on the door of every person's heart. Think about that truth from Revelation 3:20. He's knocking on the door. God is knocking on the door of every person's heart. He's more than just available. He is, the Holy Spirit is convicting them of sin. You know, Jesus is knocking on the door of their heart. There's all these, and especially today in modern times, the gospel's being proclaimed. You know, what a glorious fact that it's safe to say most of the world knows that Jesus Christ died for the world and all the wonderful things that he did as a man, and that it's just so awesome. You know, and even like Romans 1:20 says, even God is so clearly revealed that man's without an excuse in the things that God has made and in his works, it's clear and obvious now. That so the question is, how is it that people say no, that they choose self instead of God, and say, how can they say no to Jesus Christ? Well, last week's messages were about the battle for human souls. And a real battle is every person's decision, free will, deciding between God and self. That God has given that fully to mankind. That's an eternal mystery. And one of these ministers that I listened to recently pointed out, you know, real love is when someone lets someone decide. You know, there's a, and really, of course, one of the eternal mysteries is that God made man into his own image. Angels are not made in God's image. They are spirit beings. Now, there's a mystery surrounding the fact that a third of them rebelled. We know that that's a, you know, and the enemy was an angel. Really, arguably, very likely the highest ranking being under the Trinity. And when we know the whole story, those who know about the Bible, but, you know, angels are not, they only know God as Elohim. They are not, cannot be born again. They've never heard, a great teacher, man of God, said, angels have never heard God say to them, I love you. They can't understand in their own, you know, remember, they're made from God's glory. They're incredible, powerful, glorious, awe-inspiring beings. Angels are like, we could do a whole series, it would go on for a long time. Five divisions of angels, many of them are 8 to 10 feet tall. Some are so tall, we don't know how big and tall and powerful they are. One angel's glory in Revelation illuminated the entire earth. And God, we have God Almighty with us, who created all these angels, but they don't know what they know about God's love is by watching us and how God saves mankind and the mystery and reality of salvation and knowing God as Jehovah, as our Father and Lord and Master and our everything, our Savior, our Good Shepherd, our everything. That's what He offers. It's so awesome. And it's exciting. It's glorious. It's a celebration. Reinhard Bonnke said it so with such emphasis. I still remember him saying, a life under the will of God is absolutely glorious. It's absolutely, it's a celebration. The Holy Spirit can reveal that. The greatest celebration is His presence and glory. Amen. Please do email us. Thank you for partnering with our ministry. And this week, I'm wanting to give like a series about God's love and mercy. Amen.